I'm Jack Radosevich. This is God is Oxygen Theory. Do you think there's a God? I asked. Do you think there's a heaven? He remained silent for a moment, then the question seemed to excite him. Slowly, he began to answer. I thought about it a lot when I was younger in high school and a lot more in college, when I was drifting in a sea of agnosticism. I couldn't quite accept the preset I had been taught as a child, an omnipotent, all-seeing father figure that we had created in our own image as the ruler of the universe. But I couldn't embrace atheism either, because that was simply the rejection of somebody else's fairy tale, and as a result was twice removed from reality. So I more or less concluded that neither offered a realistic assessment of what this phenomenon we call God really is, and I also felt it probably did not matter too much. But that doesn't mean the second part of your question, is there a heaven, is not still relevant. Two things can happen when we die. We either go to sleep forever, or a part of us that is yet to be quantified, that we call a soul, lives on after our bodies have stopped breathing. Most human experiences can be explained by biological models. This would indicate that once the biological machine stops, these expectations also come to an end. The things that cannot be satisfactorily explained are human emotions, the phenomenon of pleasure and pain that ultimately govern all our lives. And I began to wonder if these feelings might be our link to the infinite. In my search to find their root, I came upon the theory that all pain is the result of lack of oxygen. So I began to speculate that this element might be key to unlocking the mystery. I theorized that in the process of metabolizing oxygen, we become magnets that attract cosmic forces, free-floating ions that become entrapped in our gravity fields and manufacture our souls. Are you saying that God is oxygen? I asked. I am saying that oxygen is our God, he said. It is the essential element of life. And if all pain, both physical and emotional, stem from its lack, then it leads to the big question, what happens when we die? Does the soul merely extinguish because we are no longer a breathing machine that can accrue oxygen? Or do we spend an eternity of bliss because we are now free from the struggle to obtain it? Or is that eternity one of excruciating pain because we are now separated from it? And does what we do in our lives determine what the outcome will be? I saw him again about a month later and was eager to discuss his theory with him because I had a new insight I thought he might be interested in. You said the soul is being manufactured because of oxygen attracting free-floating ions and attracting them within the framework of our bodies, I said. Yes, he answered. I was thinking, what if oxygen doesn't attract positive ions, but is the antidote that repels negative force fields that pass through our bodies? I see what you're saying, he injected. Life, all life, is constantly bombarded by minute physical forces that are refracted by living cells. This bombardment, when it becomes excessive, alters the metabolic process to levels we interpret as pain. Oxygen then provides the antidote that causes the refraction of those forces. And the rush we feel in this vacuum is what we know as pleasure. Something like that, I said. Actually, I was thinking that life is a constant struggle. We are always pushing against something. The wind, the force of gravity, unseen as yet unknown forces in the universe, desires we don't completely understand, walls our minds have constructed, the next step, the next second. Always using whatever physical and mental abilities we possess to push that often unseen wall. I was just thinking, what if as a result of this struggle, we actually repel enough of those forces bombarding us to create our own space in the universe forever?